Well, for a lot of us, travel is kind of one of life's great little pleasures. And if we're lucky, because the upper Midwest has a lot of different things to see, we get to travel around the Midwest. Mary Bergen's certainly done a lot of that. She's a Madison-based travel writer. She specializes in Wisconsin and Midwestern destinations. And she's the author of a lot of books, Hungry for Wisconsin, A Tasty Guide for Travelers, Sidetracked in Wisconsin, A Guide for Thoughtful Travelers, and most recently, Sidetracked in the Midwest, A Green Guide for Travelers. And her writing can be found on her website, www.roadstravel.com. Mary, good to see you again.
Same here, Larry. Don't we have a gorgeous day today?
Oh, man, this is the day that we should be out and on the road.
Playing hooky, yeah, and it's going to stay like this for a few more days, so that makes this weekend in particular really good for close to home travel.
Oh, man. I'm sure there are going to be people with questions about where to go and what to do, or maybe you have some ideas of your own about what are great places to go. Maybe there's some events coming up around the state or in the Midwest that you want to tell us about. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page and post at the Larry Mueller Show. We're glad to have you do that as well. And I'm telling you, with this warm, and it's, the timing is almost perfect because if you like fall color.
Right. We get it all. We get it all this weekend.
We get it all this weekend. I'm telling you. Where are you going to go?
Well, I'm going to be in Door County for family reasons. I'm looking forward to a stay at the Holiday Music Motel. It's a little place in Sturgeon Bay that's been refurbished in recent years. Has kind of a retro vibe to it, close to the water, and pretty inexpensive. The thing that makes it stand out and the thing I want to learn more about it is it has the capability of, if you're a musician, you can do recordings here because of the sound studio aspect to the place. And Sturgeon Bay is becoming quite the place for music, so I'm interested in learning more about that. But you know that has, and it'll be a beautiful drive. It's
That bad a drive,
right? And I look forward to hugging Lake Michigan along the way, and just having it all that way. But when I think about places this weekend in particular that are particularly rich with activity, I think about Southwest Wisconsin, the Reedsburg-Viroqua area. Reedsburg, we have the Fermentation Festival.
Yes.
Second year for it. And something
what goes
a little
on there?
Well, a bunch of different things. Workshops that teach you how to do everything from preserve food to make your own beer and what have you. And then a new aspect is, they call it the Farm Art Detour. So looking at these odd art installations in farm settings could be made of bales of hay or other materials and just a different kind of art tour. I mean, during this time of year, we're used to looking forward to the fall art tours that come up in various parts of Wisconsin, including Southwest Wisconsin, Mineral Point, Baraboo areas, but
Wisconsin Rapids. I think there's one up around there too.
Yeah. And I think Door County also.
Yes.
Yeah.
So lots going on. Carol in Plymouth has a comment or question. Hi, Carol.
Hi there, folks. I just want to thank Mary for having focused on the subject of the Wisconsin state map because of her comments, we did get the village of Franklin, which is not incorporated in Sheboygan County, on the most recent state map. And it is because of that that I thought I would call back and just let you know that the building that I've been working on in the area of the village where Franklin is National Register quality, and the building is an original tavern in Wisconsin. We feature Wisconsin beers in particular. And also, we've also developed a resale recycle shop and arts and antiques in the building. And it's right at the Sheboygan River. So I just wanted you to know about that and to know what a fantastic area it is. And every time we had a state historical society tour here of the ethnicity of the area about a week ago, and the first thing I always do is show them the yard and the Sheboygan River, which is adjacent. So I just wanted to let you know and thank you. And
Well, thank you for calling, Carol. Comment,
yeah,
Mary?
I'm glad Carol called also. And Carol, I hope we meet face-to-face someday, because I think our conversations have been on the phone, but I certainly know where Franklin House is, and I would like to see what you've done to the place more recently. So thanks for letting people know. And it's true that this little burg in Wisconsin was not on the map until, I don't know how many years ago it was, fairly recently.
You helped to get that.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know,
settlements,
communities come and go, and a lot of times it depends on how roadways are structured and restructured,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, good for you for doing that. And we've got Aaron in Bayfield.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good, Aaron.
Great. Great to hear both of your voices. We are we're getting ready up here. You can imagine how busy we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
With our Apple Festival coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's the 50th year, if I remember right.
50th annual Apple Festival. And the leaves are really turning, so it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Aaron, I was thinking about the Apple Festival as I drove over here, and I was kind of kicking myself because during research for a story a couple of months ago, I had gotten the number on, among other things, you have like an apple peeling contest, as in how long can you make the peel on one apple?
Exactly.
And it wasn't just like 14 inches or something like that. It was an incredible number.
No, it's like, you know, and I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it's like the record is by a surgeon.
Oh.
A surgeon who brings literally like, you know, his own little scalpel. I don't think he's been here in a couple of years, but we have some front runners who've been coming for several years now. And I mean, it's like 150 some inches. That
yeah. Can you imagine from one apple?
It's incredible. And you can sit and watch. They always have a great crowd. And even to watch like the young kids who come and have been practicing their apple peeling, it's pretty fun.
And, you know, Gene Faraca is going to be at Bayfield Apple Festival this Friday.
Yes, we're so excited to have her coming.
And so that's going to be kind of cool, too.
What's the weather forecast for Bayfield this weekend? Is it also
good?
I hate to say it out loud, but as of right now, it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend.
Yeah. No, it's supposed to be nice across the state.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and we just have all sorts of fun things happening for the 50th annual festival. We have almost 40 years worth of returning Apple Festival queens who are going to be around the town throughout the weekend, and we're going to have over 90 entries in our parade on Sunday afternoon. So it's going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And Bayfield's always a lot of fun. Always a lot of fun there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it very much.
One thing I was going to mention about the Bayfield area that I learned just recently, haven't visited the place yet, but the Native American tribe there, the Red Cliff Band of the Chippewa, mm-hmm. have redone their, they have a new resort casino, Legendary Waters. All the rooms overlook Lake Superior, Apostle mm-hmm. Islands. It's not I think it's like 40 some rooms. I might be off by 10 or something like mm-hmm. that. But and then the press material said the casino also has rooms, or rooms rather, windows So can you imagine, I mean, going a little bit against the stereotype for what a casino should look like, you know, we tend to think of it as being a...
Oh, so they actually put windows in the casino. Well, that is very different.
I think so, yeah. Taking advantage of the wonderful natural setting that they have.
On to Tom in Wausau. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Just calling in a color report from Tim's Hill up in Ogama.
Cool.
And yesterday I was up in Price County, Iron County, Southern Iron County. The leaves are, they're in the process, I'd say, about a quarter of the way done. But down here, they're just coming in. So I would say probably another week of full color here. Roads are absolutely gorgeous right now. Oh. Road conditions are good, and the weather is terrific. So, Larry, you have a pleasant day behind the desk, and I'll drive my car for the rest of the day.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a lot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that I tell you, the color. And then when you have a day like today, and old Tom, there's Tom out in the car driving around on a bright, sunny day. Blue sky and the maples and, well, all the trees are just changing colors, and they're just more brilliant. You know, the one thing, though, I've taken many photographs of that, and I can never really capture.
Right. I feel the same way. It's real difficult to capture the mood and the energy of a beautiful setting like you've described.
And Joe, another Joe who posted on our Facebook page, by the way, said he loves to travel up to Bayfield and beyond in the fall because it's an awesome drive. And we had a Facebook comment from Doug, who said he cast his ballot for the wonderful ridges and valleys of the Driftless area. Nowhere else in Wisconsin is the visitor more aware of the beauty of the sky overhead, especially when you're driving along the ridges near Wildcat Mountain State Park and parts south. I think southwest Wisconsin is way underappreciated. He lives near Woodruff and likes to travel there.
Interesting, yeah. And I agree that is a real quiet area in terms of media hype or whatever, but there's a lot going on there. A couple of other things I was going to mention was the Driftless Film Festival is a new event for that general area, and that's coming up this weekend, featuring independently made films from around the world.
And we'll talk some more about that. We need to take a quick break, a look at the news. We'll be back with Mary Bergen in just a few minutes. Stay with us. For many of us, travel is one of life's great pleasures, and we're lucky because the upper Midwest is a treasure trove of things to do and see and enjoy. Larry Mueller here. Glad you could be along today on the Ideas Network. My guest today has some great ideas for destinations to help you make the most of your time off. Mary Bergen, travel writer with a special passion for Wisconsin and the upper Midwest. She has some great ideas for fall destinations, no matter where you live. Is there a fall festival near you? Maybe you want to call and talk about it, or maybe you have some questions about where to go. Join us at 1-800-642-1234. You can also post questions or comments on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And if you like the page while you're there, you'll get regular updates on upcoming show topics. So I hope you do that. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Mary right after this look at the news. So happy to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, talking with Mary Bergen, Madison-based travel writer specializing in Wisconsin and Midwestern destinations. Always great to have her with us. And we're talking about what to do during the fall season in Wisconsin or in the Midwest, for that matter. And I hope you'll join in with your own thoughts, questions, or comments, or maybe you've got an event that you want to talk about that's going on soon, coming up in the next week or two. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show and you can post right there. Carla in Wittenberg, you are up. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, Wittenberg is going to be involved in Miles of Art in Shawano County this weekend, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And they, I think there's 7 different studios you can go visit. Mm-hmm. And there are barn quilts they've put up around. If you take a ride out in the country, there's a lot of the barns have beautiful little quilt murals on them. And in Wittenberg itself, we have a very, very lovely new art gallery. It's called the Wild Space, and it stands for Walls of Wittenberg. And we have 21 murals around the town, and we have a lovely art show going on with 21 different artists from the Antigo area exhibiting their stuff. And it's a really nice show, and it's a beautiful building, and it'd be a good day to take a ride through Shawano County.
That sounds great, doesn't it? And Mary, a comment from you?
That's one that I had not heard about, so I'm glad to hear about what you're doing in Shawano County. With regard to the barn quilts, that's a nice
I heard that there's going to be like 70 barns that are going to have the barn quilts painted on the side. 70
wow,
barns?
That's a lot, yeah. That's a lot.
I don't know how many, but there's quite a few around now that, you know, if you just kind of drive around on the back roads, you'll see them here and there. Well, there's a website. We've got tourism@shawano.com you could check out.
Okay, tourism@shawano.com.
Yep, and Shawano is S-H-A-W-A-N-O. And Walls of Wittenberg also has a website, and it is just wallsofwittenberg.com, where you can look at the murals and, you know, kind of see what's going on. And it's
like fun.
Yeah, the art gallery is really amazing, and they built a little art park outside too, where they landscaped and have a few sculptures started. It's pretty cool.
Carla, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate the call.
The barn quilt aspect is interesting and good, I think. It adds a little something to a nice fall drive. And I know that Greene County, I think Racine County, and I think there's at least a couple of other counties in Wisconsin have similar barn quilt projects that add something extra to the drive.
Absolutely. Well, Maggie posted on our Facebook page, she says, I'm so excited. My husband and I are leaving November 2nd for 2 days along the Mississippi River south of La Crosse. Just going to let the wind take us where it will and wondering what suggestions you might have. New Glarus is on their list, but what else?
Well, that is a beautiful drive just along the river. I'm thinking, I wish I would have checked on this. The Stone Barn, it's something that I mentioned in my most recent book, Sidetracked in the Midwest. It's the ruins of an old barn near Nelson, Wisconsin, where wonderful pizza is served on weekend nights. And it's the type of thing that you make a night out of. You drive into the lovely hills, rural hills, you linger with a glass of wine or a beer, and you watch pizza being popped into a 700-degree oven for 3-4 minutes, and lightest pizza you'll ever have. So that's one thing that comes to mind, even though the season for that might have ended. I'm not sure. Other things, you know, back to southwest Wisconsin, the Viroqua area is beautiful. And on Saturdays, the farmer's market includes a lot of Amish products, their crafts, as well as the produce. Lots of hand-woven baskets, for example, and the rugs. And it's just a real sweet farmer's market. I also like the growers' produce auctions that are held kind of near Cashton, actually a little south of there. All these Amish and other vendors come to one place on, I think we have 3 Wednesdays left in October, and then the season is over. But you know, you can bid on these items, be it the handcrafts or produce, often offered in huge quantities. The auctioning itself makes it fun and interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Jane in Eau Claire has a question or comment here. Jane, hi.
Hello. Yes, the Chippewa Valley Renaissance Fairgrounds. There's the Village of Terror every weekend in October on Friday and Saturday night from 5 to 11. I would recommend not bringing anybody under the age of 12 unless they are very hardy young folks because it's a little scary.
See, I like those. I'd go to one of those.
See, I'd stay away from one of those just because I'm a big chicken. But I appreciate the fact that a lot of other people love this.
We have vampires and zombies and zombie killers, storyteller. There are three different haunted mazes, witches, all kinds of things going on. And all of the rides, there are carnival rides and there's a haunted hayride. All of those are included in the ticket price. There are a lot of $2 off coupons out there that can be had as well to lower the ticket price for folks. And if they wish to bring a group of 30 or more, then we have an even lower price. And that can be found on festfun.com.
Festfund? Festfun.com?
That's right. Festfun. F as in Frank. E. S as in Sam. T. F as in Frank. U. N as in Nancy.com.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks very much. That sounds like, see, now for me, that would be fun. Not for you.
I'm a chicken.
Judith,
big
you
chicken.
Like that? Judith? Oh, yeah. Judith's giving me a thumbs up through the looking glass here and saying, oh, yeah, I like that.
Tis the season for the haunted mansions, houses, cornfields, what have you. I know another big one is in the Waukesha area where a part of the fairgrounds is taken over for a good chunk of the month of October, and very elaborate and good.
I'm trying to remember if we just talked in the abstract about this or not, but Joe is going to be in Tomahawk next Thursday through Sunday, wondering what to do in the Tomahawk area, festivals or that sort of thing.
And I wish I could mention something that I knew of, but I don't, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Hopefully your callers will have ideas.
Yeah. If you know what's going on in Tomahawk in the next weekend, next Thursday through Sunday, let us know. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email from Kate in La Crosse. I have to put a plug in for where I grew up. You mentioned Wildcat Mountain, and this is very close. I would suggest a trip to 24 Valley Road, Lafarge, and Rockton, Wisconsin. On 24 Valley, you will find the Blue Goose Pizza and Ice Cream Shop. There's also a small petting zoo there. The neighboring home from Blue Goose is Country Woman Soap. It's a small shop filled with crafts and homemade soaps. And there's no area more beautiful than that I've ever seen. She says fall is especially gorgeous in the area. And the occasional Amish buggy driven by adds a lot to it. And, of course, the many Amish shops with bakeries, woodcrafts, and greenhouses in the area.
I'm thinking about County D in particular, D as in David. If you can find that in that area, you'll pass a lot of these farms. Lafarge, of course, is home to Organic Valley, the dairy cooperative. So a lot of farms in the area. And the other thing I was thinking of for people who would like to get a taste of Amish life, but maybe you feel a little awkward just kind of driving down a driveway yourself and introducing yourself, there is an option of down a country road tours in the area where in small groups you'll go to a variety of Amish businesses.
Oh, very cool. We have, Cindy is on the interstate between Eau Claire and Hudson, and she says the colors are gorgeous. You don't even have to be out in the middle of nowhere to, and I know that stretch, and that is really a pretty stretch when the colors are are in full force. It's almost blinding. It's really a pretty area.
I was in New Richmond just a week ago, and the colors were, it's funny how just a few days can make a difference. Yeah. The colors were just beginning to pop, and I was in New Richmond because of a distillery called 45th Parallel Distillery. I wanted to find out more about that. Very interesting.
Was it good?
You know, I didn't taste because I was driving. That's the thing that was killing me. But they do vodka. They have a little bar set up as you walk in, so you can sample. You can order a full drink. People very friendly. And
fun.
Yeah. And local products used to make their products.
Janice in Neshkoro, we turn to you. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for letting me come on. I want to talk about our little village out here in Marquette County, Neshkoro. We're a village of 450 people, but everyone here just loves our little town, and it's so beautiful. So we try to do things that we can invite our community to be part of. So this year we're having our second Scarecrow Festival, and we have about 25 and hopefully more scarecrows that are going to be on display. We're right on the White River, so we have a mill pond, and our scarecrows are on display there, and we have it's a people's choice, so they all vote on it. We have live musicians from the community who will be performing all day long at the gazebo. We're going to have a hayride, and we have over 50 vendors of arts and crafts on display up and down the streets, and we have rides for the kids, and this year we're going to have the Lions are made this wonderful catapult, and they're going to do a catapult pumpkins out into the pond at a scarecrow. And we have an organization, the Friends of the White River, who are trying to help and preserve our river, and they're going to do a free canoe and kayak races, and we're having duck races. And besides this, we are also the first mural village in Marquette County. We have three murals that have been painted on our buildings, and we have two that are in process. And so the town is just sparkling with all the colors. And we have, also there's lots of food, you know, the typical.
Yep.
Lots of food. That can't beat that. And we're hoping that people will come down and enjoy us and have some fun.
At Neshkoro.
Yes, it's this Saturday.
This Saturday. And Saturday and Sunday, or just Saturday?
Just Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, Janice. That sounds like fun, too.
Sounds lovely. I like the idea of the good cause aspect to help with river maintenance and that type of thing, too.
And I like the idea of that catapult. I'd like to... You know, I always thought it'd be fun if I could be catapulted myself sometime. Especially if you're landing in the water, it'd probably be okay.
You really are a daredevil.
Well, you know, we go to Disney World, and I'm on the Aerosmith roller coaster and all the other roller coasters as many times as I can.
Yep, daredevil.
Anne in St. Germain, it's on to you now. Hi, Anne. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just want to talk about the Northwoods Fall Art Tour, which is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a self-guided drive through the back roads of the Northwoods that are in full color right now. It's just gorgeous up here. And you visit, there are over 30 artist studios on the tour. And you visit the studios and you see the artists at work and see them in their own setting.
And is there a website so you can, you know, how to get started and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. www.northwoodsarttour, all one word, .com. And you can print the brochure and you can click on and see a little more about each artist.
Perfect. Northwoodsartfair.com, correct?
Not art fair, art tour.
Art tour, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a tour of the studios. Oh, there's woodworkers, there's potters, there's fiber artists, there's painters, just about any art interest. The Woodland Art Indian Center up in Lac des Flambeaux has a big open house. They're just about anything that would interest you in the arts, and you can go right to the studios and meet the artists.
Hmm. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your call. So another great event. My goodness. And here's Anne in New Lisbon, or the town of Lisbon, excuse me. Anne.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling because I'm a docent at Tenshimmies, And we have now open for the month of October, and I think it goes into November. We are open on Sundays.
Yes. Wonderful.
So that's very close to home, and it is absolutely perfect. It's beautiful right now to take a tour of Ten Chimneys. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
I bet it is beautiful right now. And I think a lot of people tend to think that the season for this type of touring is over because of Labor Day weekend tends to be the unofficial end of summer. But it's a good reminder that there are wonderful tours like this that are still possible.
And actually,
it's too cold.
And actually, Judith did an interview about Ten Chimneys on September 22nd. So we did a whole segment on Ten Chimneys. On the 22nd, it is a really, really cool place.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes. I just want to say the tour season goes through November 12th, which is a Saturday.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And there's still time for you to join in. I haven't given the number in a long time, so let me do that. 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. Gigi posted on Facebook, Oshkosh's Grand Opera House has special events going all through the month. Grand Goes Gothic features weekend tours of the historic, rumored haunted theater with costume guides. There's a showing of the Frankenstein movies and more. And you can visit their website for more information at grandoperahouse.org. So it's grandoperahouse.org. That sounds like fun, too.
UW Oshkosh, my alma mater. So, the Grand Opera House was not in such good shape when I was going to school there a few years ago.
But they really renovated
it. They sure have, yeah. Right, right.
It's beautiful. Doug in Boston, it's your turn. Hi, Doug.
Hi there, Larry. We have a couple of great events happening in Boston, one coming up this weekend and another in 2 weeks.
Cool.
This weekend we've got the Boston River of Memories Rendezvous and Fall Festival, and it's a pre-1840 reenactment. Look at the past. They did food booths, picnic area, crafts and fun, lots of things going on there. And then the 22nd and 23rd of October is the Boston Pumpkin Bash, which is an event that's happened for 60 years now. This is the sixth year. There's actually a 5K and 10K Run for Cancer memorial benefit. And games, fun, food, all sorts of good things going on.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Mary, you...
Sounds really good, except when you use the word bash, I wondered if we should use that literally, if pumpkins would be smashed or bashed or...
All sorts of opportunities available. For
okay.
That.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for calling. All right. Gordon in Sparta, your turn. Hi, Gordon.
Hello there. Say, my wife and I are wondering if you know anything about a fall rail tour. We saw one on an old train that was going through Hixton, Wisconsin, and we were wondering how to get a hold of that.
Oh, my. Well, I know that there are fall color tours that involve... trains around North Freedom, right?
Yeah, North Freedom's one.
And also in the Spooner area, there is a rail tour, but that's farther northwest than what you're talking about, I think.
Okay.
But those are two that come to mind.
Okay. So what was the one up by Spooner? Where was the other one?
North Freedom? Yeah, that's... I think if you go online and just click on North Freedom Rail Tour, you're going to go right to it.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Mid-Continent Railway, Railroad,
yep.
Something like that.
Something like that. Steve in Egg Harbor. Hi.
Hello. Happy fall to everybody.
To you as
thanks,
well.
Thanks.
In Door County, Egg Harbor this weekend, there is a Pumpkin Patch Festival where all the restaurants have little things, and they do, like, brats and corn roasts, and the colors are beautiful up here. And then next weekend in Sister Bay is another fall festival where they do a lot of the same thing.
Hmm.
And I love that place this time of the year.
Yes, I do, too.
I love it. Thank you very much. And it's always, always a lot of fun. Well, are there some areas of the state that we've ignored here, Mary? I'm trying to think if there's a spot. We've talked about the Southwest, we've talked about the North, and we've hit Door County, and we've been over in La Crosse. And I guess we haven't gotten down into Southeast very much. That's probably the one area we didn't really talk a lot about today.
One thing I had on my list, just because I was thinking in terms of October events as well as fall color, the Kohler Food and Wine Experience comes up October 20th to 23rd. And that's always a big draw for especially hardcore foodies. Charlie Trotter will be there. Andrew Zimmern from the Travel Channel will be there. There are free events, too. I mean, I think when people think of Kohler, they tend to think, well, better bring my pocketbook. But there are a lot of other activities to appeal to the budget-minded traveler. This event, for example, has free aspects to it, vendor fairs, that type of thing, product samplings, free chef demos. The Kohler Design Center is
really
free
interesting.
And interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. There's you can get, and at the Design Center, you can get a map of outdoor sculptures, a walking tour of sculptures made by artists in residence who used industrial equipment in their projects. So these are
big
and interesting installations.
And with that, we're out of time. Mary, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You'll
it's
come
always
back and
nice
be
to
us.
Be, of course. Thanks for having me.
Mary Bergen, Madison-based travel writer. She is the author of Hungry for Wisconsin, a guide for the a tasty guide for travelers, and Sidetracked in the Midwest, a green guide for travelers. That's her latest one. Find her website at roadstraveled.com. And thank you for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.